Good morning to our conference call for the first quarter results. The agenda for today is first to show you the interim report for the first quarter, then coming to the forecast, and finally, we will have a Q&A session as usual. Well, first quarter, we had the grand opening of the City Arkaden in Klagenfurt by the end of March in 2006. The Stadtgalerie Hameln, the groundbreaking ceremony took place on April 12. Currently, more than 57% of the space is already pre-let 2 years ahead of opening. And finally, we disposed of Shopping at Trombea by mid-April, and we realized a pre-tax profit of around 0.8 million. The profit after tax will be 3.5 million because we save a lot of taxes that are already on our books. Coming to the first quarter results, revenue increased by 31% to 22.7 million. The EBIT respectively increased by 27% to 17.3 million. On a currency adjusted basis, we suffered a negative currency result of 1.7 million. EBIT increased to 19 million or 39%. The net finance costs were in plan. They were 2 million lower, plus 30% or minus 30%, and the consolidated profit overall increased by 144% to 12.2 million, out of which the share of the group shareholders increased by 157% to 11.5 million. There is a valuation result in these figures. We come to that later. So that overall EPS increased by 139%. That is also due to the capital increase, the dilution effect, to 0.67 euro, out of which 33 cents were operating result versus 28 cents the year before, and 34 cents resulted from the valuation result. Coming to the revenue bridge, we achieved 17.4 million euro turnover in the first quarter of 2005. The new shopping centers in Dessau and Main-Taunus-Zentrum, which was consolidated for the first time, but also Wetzlar and for a half month Klagenfurt. Due to that, turnover increased by 5.2 million euro, and the like-for-like growth was 0.1 million euro. That is 1% plus to 22.7 million. The EBIT, a very strong EBIT increase. We achieved currency adjusted 13.7 million euro in the first quarter of 2005. The EBIT increase due to the new shopping centers was 5.3 million or 39%. So EBIT adjusted, EBIT increased to 19 million euro. But then we had to book 1.7 million currency loss from the Hungarian subsidiary due to the forint exchange rate. So the result, EBIT result, stays at 17.3 million now. The net finance cost bridge, we had minus 6.6 million in the first quarter of 2005. Interest income was flat. Due to the first-time consolidation of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, the income from investments decreased on balance by 0.6 million, and the additional interest expenses from Wetzlar, Main-Taunus-Zentrum, and Klagenfurt amounted to 1.5 million euro, so that the net finance cost decreased to 8.7 million euro. Profit bridge, currency adjusted, we achieved in the first quarter of 5.1 million euro due to a valuation gain that resulted from the first time consolidation of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum from the Rathaus Center in Dessau, and due to lower minorities in Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum and Etrembières, where we increased our shareholding by the beginning of 2006, that resulted in a net valuation gain after taxes of 6 million euro. From the operating business, we achieved a plus of 50% or 2.6 million up to 13.7 million. adjusted, but then the currency loss after taxes amounted to $1.5 million, so that we show a net profit of €12.2 million. The balance sheet has changed by €78 million plus to €1.6 billion now total assets. The fixed assets, mainly investment properties, increased by almost €178 million. That is mainly due to the first time inclusion of Dessau as well as the Main-Taunus-Zentrum. Current assets decreased on the other side by almost €100 million. That it was the purchase price for Dessau. On the equity side, that increased only by €3.8 million. The higher profit was offset partly by lower minority interests in the equity. The long-term debt increased by almost €70 million. That is mainly due to Main-Taunus-Zentrum, the first-time inclusion in these figures. The deferred taxes increased by €4.3 million due to the good result in the first quarter and the deferred taxes on profit. The current liabilities were slightly lower, so that we can now come to the P&L. Regarding on revenues, I spoke already, other operating income was more or less flat. The property operating and management cost increased due to Main-Taunus-Zentrum and Dessau again versus lower costs on the other shopping center. The increase was not that high. The other operating expenses increased only due to the currency result of €1.7 million minus, which is shown in the other operating expenses. Excluding that, there was a slight decrease on the other operating expense side, so that the EBIT now is €17.3 million. The net finance costs were already explained. Measurement gains and losses amounted pre-tax to almost €8 million. In general, we book only the investments during the year for the shopping center portfolio under measurement gains and losses, but due to the first time consolidation and the lower minorities in Rhein-Neckar as well as shopping at Rombier, we had to show for one-off measurement gain so that on balance it amounted to €8 million. EBT was €16.6 million. The consolidated profit, as already shown, 12.2, and that part of it belongs to the minority interests, so that the group shareholders' share of the consolidated profit was €11.5 million. Coming to the forecast 4 weeks ago on our yearly annual press conference, I told you that we will review the guidance due to the sale of Etramier, but also due to the very good results in the first quarter, we stick to our forecast, even if we are, from today's perspective, still on the lower end of our guidance, which is currency adjusted and without valuation as usual. We expect that revenues will increase to between 91 and 94 million euro. There's a minus from the sale of shopping at Trombier, but a plus for the others. So on balance, there won't be much changes. We achieved 22.7 million in the first quarter, as already mentioned. On EBIT level, we expect an increase by 23% to 72 to 75 million. We achieved 19 million in the first quarter of 05. And that will result in an increase of at least 15% on EBT level. 11.3 million currency adjusted was achieved in the first quarter. That's a short view on the first quarter results. Thank you very much for listening, and perhaps you have a number of questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. In case you want to cancel your question, press 7 again. Please press 7 now to state your question. The first question comes from Mr. Georg Kandas from Düsseldorf, Germany. Please, Mr. Kandas, state your question now.
Yeah, I have a question only. If there is any progress on new investments you plan for the current year, I think it's still the same amount, but the wording is still quite confident that you will achieve investments of 100 to 150 million.
Yeah, there we are still confident on that, Mr. Kandas. There are a number of projects in a very preliminary stage. And if they all come, we will have much more to invest. But if only very few or only one comes, we will achieve our goals.
So even if it's only one, then you are at the bottom.
There are some projects, you know, that if we invest 100% in a shopping center, in general, we are already close to 100 million euro in one investment.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Mr. Bernd Hornberger from Frankfurt, Germany. Please, Mr. Hornberger, state your question now.
Yes, it's Bernd Hornberger from DZ Bank. I have just two very quick questions. The first, with regard to the center in France, what sales and EBIT volume or EBIT effect do you expect in 2006? And second question, do you expect other sale of other centers in 2006, like the one in Italy?
Well, starting with the second question, yes, we are considering that. It's not 100% sure that we will realize it, but we are considering that. And regarding sales and EBIT level, you can see that from our full year's figures that this is a shopping center that had a turnover of almost 3.5 million euro. So three quarter of that will be less in 05, in 06, sorry, and on EBIT level, that is an amount of almost 2.5 million, and there you can take three quarter
okay.
out of it.
Great, thanks.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press 7 now. The next question comes from Mr. André Remke from München, Germany. Please, Mr. Remke, state your question now.
Yeah, it's André Remke from HVB. Good morning, Mr. Berger. Once again, on your guidance, you did not change your guidance despite a book gain of 3 to 4 million in France. Did I make a wrong conclusion that this will be included also in the EBIT and EBT line? Or that you not change your guidance, is more that you would be, again, on the more conservative side?
Well, to make that again clear, on EBIT level, there will be only a gain of 0.8 million because most of the profit is below the EBT. It is a dissolution of deferred taxes because we sold shares instead of the property, and that saved taxes. That is somewhat reflected in the selling price for the shares because the acquirer took up these deferred tax burden from us. But from a book accounting point of view, it is a dissolution of deferred taxes, most of the profit, and we envisage 0.8 million pre-tax and 3.5 million after tax. So there will be a dissolution of deferred income tax of almost 2.7 million euro.
Okay, thanks. And then the second question, can you roughly split up the revaluation gain of 8 million to Dessau, Main-Taunus and Rhein-Neckar?
No.
Roughly?
No.
Okay.
But giving your
but the most
guidance, that's the reason why we couldn't change the guidance because the sale will be, or the sales profit will be only affect with 0.8 million the EBIT level. But on the other side, as just asked by Mr. Hornberger, if the three-quarter of 2.5 million EBIT is lost due to that sale, it's hardly to beat these numbers then.
Yes, but the question goes more in the direction of the 8 million.
Well, the 8 million is not in the EBIT, on the EBIT level.
It's yes, it's, yeah? It's nothing to do with the guidance. It's a completely other question regarding the valuation gain.
Sorry, perhaps you can then...
A rough split up of the 8 million.
Well, that's I understood, but I think I answered that already, that we won't do that right now.
Okay, thanks. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Mr. Stefan van Veeren from Amsterdam, Netherlands. Please, Mr. van Veeren, state your question now.
Good morning, Herr Burger, Stefan van Veeren. I have two small questions with a great impact. could you please elaborate on the only 1% rental income growth of last year? And is there anything you're going to do about the exposure to Hungarian florins?
Well, regarding the growth, if you look to the numbers of the first quarter of 2005, it also was a like-for-like growth of 1%. That has a little to do that with the fact that the rents are indexed to CPI. So the CPI needs to move upwards, and depending on when the CPI arrives a certain level, there will be an increase in rent that cannot be influenced by us. And as you remember, the like-for-like growth overall 2005 was 3.8%. So part of it, of the rent increase, will come probably later then. So it is not a number we can say that is 1%. Over 2006 now, because that really depends on the CPI as well as the development of the turnover rents, and the real figures for the turnover rents, they will come up in the fourth quarter, because there we try to be very conservative in looking at rents. And the exposure to Hungary, well, these losses in the currency is just due to the fact that we have to revalue every quarter the euro-based loan, and if the forint has a decrease, we will have a loss on that side. But as you may remember, in 2004 we had 2 million gain over the year. In the first quarter, unfortunately, the forint moved down remarkably, but it has nothing. It has no cash effect. It is only an accounting issue.
Okay, but have you also hedged, actually?
Well, we can't hedge that, because we get euro based rents. So on a forint basis, with a decreasing value of the forint, we have increasing rents. Much more increase, but if you then convert that into the euro, there is not a big decrease. On the other side, if you have got a 20 million euro loan and that is revalued on a quarterly basis, and the forint decreased by 5%, you've got 1 million loss on that.
Okay.
That is it's an accounting issue.
But we talk about the translation risk and not a transaction risk.
Only a translation risk.
Okay.
We are fully hedged.
Okay, I got it. Okay, danke.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Mr. Eranos Stanslavik from Düsseldorf, Germany. Please, Mr. Stanslavik, state your question now.
Yes, good morning. Here's Eranos Stanslavik speaking. I have a question regarding prices for shopping centers. Do you have the feel that the yields have further decreased in the last couple of months? As you mentioned, that demand is still very high for shopping centers, both in Germany and also in Eastern Europe.
Well, I can't say that prices have further increased. There are too few transactions on that, and the prices have been always high, but a shopping center or property is a real individual individual thing, and you cannot compare the one deal to the other. So overall, we see the high demand, but we can't see that prices further increases. They are on a very high level.
Okay. And the second question is it still correct that you book a deferred tax of 25% on all your valuation gains?
26 points. So it's corporate tax plus solidarity.
Okay.
That's right. Because that resulted mainly to the, or more or less only to the German part of the properties.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we talk about Main-Taunus-Zentrum, Dessau-Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, that is all domestic.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Mr. Sven-Erik Hintz from Hamburg, Germany. Please, Mr. Hintz, state your question now.
Yes, hello, Mr. Böge. Congratulations, good results. Just one question open. What do you target for net debt 2006 if all your investment volume of, let's say, 100 million are invested as planned? Can you give a rough guidance on that?
No, I haven't thought about it, sorry to say. I haven't thought about it. We had almost 100 million cash by the end of the quarter. So
yep.
Part is used still for the shopping centers under construction, or the Klagenfurt one, which is now in operation. But we still have own liquidity in the amount of almost 35 million euro. If we would sell Italy, that would not result in a decrease of our bank liabilities, whereas the sale of Etromir will reduce bank liabilities by almost 20 million euro. And if then a new investment comes on the table, we certainly, if it's 150 million euro, we certainly need to take up debt.
Okay, so I'll simply get back to you afterwards.
Sorry?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay.
The next question comes from Mr. Bernd Hornberger from Frankfurt, Germany. Please, Mr. Hornberger, state your question now.
Yes, I have just one last and final question, hopefully. It's with regard to your rents, the rents you get. How much of your rents are based on revenue, so the so-called revenue rent in the first quarter, and how much was it in 2005?
Question, unfortunately, I can't answer you now because it is a detail I don't have here on my table.
So is it just a very low percentage, like 5% or less, or is it higher? Or?
It was 2006, it was 2.7% overall.
Okay.
2.8% overall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
There are no further questions.
Okay, then thank you very much, and hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.